This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. An Iranian-backed militia says the death toll from U.S. military strikes in Iraq and Syria against its fighters has risen to 25. AP's Zaria Shackley reports.
The announcement in Baghdad came a day after U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper said U.S. military strikes targeted the Iranian-backed Iraqi militia that was blamed for a rocket attack last week that killed an American contractor. Initially, 19 members of the Kateb Hezbollah or Hezbollah brigades were reported killed, but the militia's spokesman told the Associated Press that the death toll rose to 25. He says 51 fighters were wounded, adding that the militia group's commanders will decide on the retaliation. I'm Zaria Shakli.
Australia's long bushfire crisis is continuing, with large parts of the state of Victoria now threatened. From Sydney, Phil Mercer reports.
There are fears that extremely hot and windy conditions could merge three major bushfires in East Gippsland to form a devastating mega blaze. The authorities say the situation is potentially life-threatening for residents and tourists. The intensity and scale of the fire crisis have unnerved many Australians. 9 people have died since the fires began. Hundreds of houses have been lost and about 5 million hectares of land left scorched. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
The Taliban says it does not intend to stop fighting in Afghanistan, rejecting as false and baseless reports the insurgent group is ready to declare a temporary ceasefire in a bid to seal a peace deal with the United States. The announcement comes on a day when Taliban insurgents killed at least 14 Afghan security forces in the latest of a series of deadly assaults over the past week. U.S. stock indexes are down in afternoon trading. From Washington, this is VOA News.